covering Michigan like no one else. This is the Michigan Talk Network.
So Christian Rivera, here illegally, an illegal alien. And Molly Tibbetts now the face of the murder victims of American citizens at the hands of people who should not be here. People that should not be here. And he was arrested after he confessed to police. You see, police, they worked this back. They've had him on the radar for a couple of weeks now. And tracked him down. So I have to ask my good friends on the left, how do you feel about sanctuary cities and open borders? Because I know you won't want to talk about it, and you won't want to admit the fallacy that that's somehow better for us, or the fantasy that somehow that's good. Especially as Richard Ron said, these are hard. We get to know the family. We get to know Molly. We just spoke with the family, and I told them they raised a great daughter, a phenomenal individual. As we are saddened for the family, it is difficult on the investigators. However, that is what we're here to do. We just try to do it the best we can. We're just glad we're able to locate him, get him charged, and hopefully come out with a successful conclusion, and that being a conviction. They'll get it. He told police he saw her jogging, approached her, running near her, ran by her. When she threatened to call police, he got angry. But he says he blacks out. He doesn't know what happened. He circled around her a couple of times, located her, then began to contact her at some point. He went to get her out of the... He says he didn't realize she was in the trunk of his car until he noticed an earpiece in his lap, that his memory's been blocked, which is all nonsense. So a listener just asked me, why does Molly Tibbetts get all of this attention? Because she's a 20-year-old college student who is dog-sitting in Brooklyn, Iowa, population 1,400. It's a little tiny town where everybody knows everybody for the most part. And she went out for a run. People don't just disappear. Sophomore at the University of Iowa. An accomplished student, a hardworking young woman. Rivera's ex-girlfriend, by the way, telling police he may have seen her before. May have seen her before the day she was abducted when he decided he would attack and murder her. This is the only story that matters to most people in America today because they can identify with Molly Tibbetts. They either have a daughter like I do, or a granddaughter, or somebody they can connect with and say, my God, that could happen to somebody we know. That's right, it could. And with the radical leftist policies being put forth, it could happen more. Because when reckless politicians suggest that somehow they're doing the right thing by allowing illegals to stay in the country unchecked, unmonitored, unfettered, they're wrong. They are dead wrong. Molly Tibbetts deserved better. America deserves better than to have some weak-kneed politician who just wants some damn votes to allow people that are breaking the law to continue to break the law in pursuit of some political nirvana. Somebody, please stand up and say we've had enough. Because I'm there. I've had enough. I don't want to see any more Molly Tibbetts. No more Mollies, all right? No more Mollies. To her family, I hurt for her family. How could you not look at that family and go, my God, how awful. She did nothing wrong. Her government failed her. Government is supposed to do one thing particularly, one thing. Protect its citizens. That's it. That's what your government is supposed to do. Protect its citizens. Her government failed her. I'm not going to debate whether or not there are bad people in America. I saw some fool on TV trying to say, well, you've got this other bad guy, a white guy in Colorado that killed his wife and two kids. Yeah, that's awful too. That's just awful. But if Christian Rivera had not been here because he wasn't supposed to be, because he's here illegally, this wouldn't have happened. Period. How many murder victims are there that could have been prevented if we just enforced our law? You see, our laws are not a matter of race. They're a matter of sovereignty. And we pass laws to protect our citizens. That's what government is supposed to do, protect its citizens, you see. But that failed in Brooklyn, Iowa. Failed miserably. And there should be no more Mollies. That's where I for me, this is the only story. The Michael Cohen story, we'll cover it. Paul Manafort, we'll cover it. But when I go into a voting booth, I'm not going to think about Michael Cohen or Paul Manafort. But I'm going to think about Molly Tibbetts. And I'm going to think about politicians that are willing to protect my country so that my daughters and granddaughters and sons and friends and relatives are properly protected. Because that's what government is supposed to do. Not sell its soul for a few damn votes. 25 after.